天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是主持人小环。那在过去的几期节目中呢，我们从尼西米这个属灵领袖的身上学习到了非常多的东西。那今天呢，麦克牧师将会带领我们来探讨关于 moral integrity 道德操守这个课题。或许听众朋友们会有些疑问，作为一个神的仆人，一定会有较高的道德水准的，怎么还拿出来讨论呢？好，那就让我们来看看麦克牧师是怎么说的吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
Again, we are very thankful that you have tuned in to listen to this broadcast.
很感谢你再次收听我们的节目。
And also, I'm glad if you are a new listener today, we are glad you tuned in.
如果你今天是第一次收听这节目，我们很高兴在这儿欢迎你。
We have been studying the book of Nehemiah.
这些日子我们都在查考尼西米记。
And today, Nehemiah tells us that moral integrity is the overriding qualification for godly leadership.
今天的信息，尼西米告诉我们，道德操守是一个属灵领袖的最高品质。
In Nehemiah chapter 5,
从尼西米记第五章中，
we see the importance of moral and spiritual character in leadership.
我们看见一个领袖的人品和属灵气质是多么的重要。
If we are to see God's blessing,
如果我们渴慕神的赐福，
then spiritual integrity is of uttermost importance.
那么属灵的操守就是最重要的条件。
One of the ways inner character is revealed,
要知道一个人的内在的修养如何，
is the way we handle money.
只要看他怎样用钱就知道了。
If you are listening to this broadcast for the first time,
如果你今天是第一次听我们的节目，
I hope that you can catch up with us in the series of messages.
我希望你很快就能跟上我所讲的进度。
Nehemiah is leading the rebuilding of the wall around Jerusalem.
尼西米带领百姓重建耶路撒冷四周的城墙。
And he has been encountering problems all along the way.
一直以来他都遇到不少麻烦。
In chapter 5,
在第五章里，
we see that in the middle of this major building program,
我们看见在这样一个庞大的工程里，
he faced an economic crisis.
他碰上财政上的危机。
You know, money is often a subject that is misunderstood.
通常人们对于金钱方面的事有误解。
Some people think that the Bible says that money is the root of all evil.
有些人认为圣经说金钱是万恶之根。
In fact, the Bible never said this at all.
其实圣经从来没有这么说。
In 1 Timothy 6:10 tells us,
提摩太前书第六章第十节说，
that the love of money is the root of all evil.
贪财是万恶之根。
One of the surest measuring stick of a person's character,
有关一个人的品格如何最准确的量尺，
is how they handle their material possessions.
就在于他怎样看待财物。
Why is this?
为什么呢？
Because you either master your money or material possessions, or your money will become your master.
因为你要不是钱财物质的主人，就是钱财的奴隶。
There are 2,000 verses in the Word of God that speak directly to the subject of handling money and possessions.
在圣经里有2000节直接谈论到如何处理钱财和物质的经文。
The Lord Jesus said more about the right and the wrong use of material possessions than he spoke about heaven and hell.
耶稣基督谈论正确与否的金钱观和物质观，多过他谈论天堂与地狱。
Why is that?
为什么呢？
Because material possessions are related to the eternal.
因为拥有财物和永恒有关。
How?
有什么关系呢？
Because, said Jesus, you either master money or it masters you.
耶稣说，你若不是金钱的主人，金钱就会成为你的主人。
And if money masters you, then Jesus is not your master.
如果金钱是你的主人，耶稣就不是你的主。
And when Jesus is not your master,
当耶稣不是你的主，
you are not going to be with him in heaven.
你就不能和他永远同在天堂里。
In Nehemiah chapter 5,
尼希米记第五章，
we see an example of mishandling of material possessions.
我们看见一个误用金钱和物质的实例。
The people in Nehemiah's time were mastered by their possessions.
尼希米的时代，人们被自己的财物奴役。
They were in financial bondage.
他们受钱财辖制。
Verse 1 of chapter 5 tells us,
尼希米记第五章第一节告诉我们
that there was a division among them.
他们中间有纷争。
As they were making progress in the building of the wall,
当他们的建筑工程进行到一半时，
a crisis regarding management of money came up.
出现了财务方面的危机。
This crisis could have torn down the wall.
这危机足以拖垮整个城墙的工程。
And left them in worse shape than the Babylonians had first attacked them.
他们的光景比起当初巴比伦掳走他们时更惨。
The devil often causes division over the subject of money.
魔鬼常常利用金钱的纠纷来分化我们。
He does that in families.
在家庭里他这么做。
He does that in churches.
他在教会里他也这么做。
And he does that among business partners.
魔鬼也挑拨事业上的伙伴。
I want you to look at chapter 5, verse 2.
请看第五章第二节。有的说，我们和儿女人口众多，要去得粮食度命。
This tells us that there was a shortage of human necessities.
在那里出现了民生资源短缺的现象。
And that those necessities had a high price.
这些民生必需品价格昂贵。
But it gets worse.
更糟的是。
In verse 3,
在第三节，有的说，我们点了田地、葡萄园、房屋，要得粮食充饥。
We meet some people who were in such bad debt that everything they owned was mortgaged.
有些人欠债极深，甚至他们所有的一切都抵押出去了。
In verse 4,
第四节，有的说，我们已经指着田地、葡萄园借了钱给王纳税。
They were borrowing money not just for necessities, but even to pay their taxes.
他们不单为日常生活所需借债，甚至还要借钱缴税。
The Bible does not prohibit borrowing.
圣经并不禁止借债。
But it teaches us to pay our debts.
但教导我们有债必还。
Psalm 37:21 said,
诗篇37篇21节说，
The wicked borrow and do not repay, but the righteous show mercy and give.
恶人借贷而不偿还，义人却恩待人。并且施舍。
When the scripture says, owe no one anything,
当圣经说不要欠债，
It means pay your debt always.
意思就是说，债务一定要偿还。
Nehemiah's people were in total financial slavery to debt in verse 5.
在第五节里，尼希米的百姓完全成为债务的奴隶。
Let's read it together.
让我们来读这段经文。我们的身体与我们弟兄的身体一样，我们的儿女与他们的儿女一般。现在我们将要使儿女做人的仆婢，我们的女儿已有为婢的，我们并无力拯救，因为我们的田地葡萄园已经归了别人。
They were mortgaging the future of their children.
他们甚至把儿女的未来都抵押了。
They said, "We are selling our children into slavery. We are in such debt."
他们说，我们欠下重债，甚至把儿女卖给人为奴。
There are many people today who are in financial bondage.
今天也有许多人被债务缠身。
Nehemiah shows us that financial bondage is not God's will for His people.
尼希米告诉我们，被债务缠身，并非神对他子民的旨意。
Jesus said,
耶稣说，
"You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free."
你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。
In fact, sometimes God does not answer the prayers of a person who is in financial bondage.
事实上，有时神不会回应欠债者的祷告。
In Deuteronomy chapter 28,
生命记二十八章，
God promised His people blessings, not bondage.
神应许他的子民要赐福给他们，而不是叫他们成为奴隶。
But the devil wants to keep you in bondage and away from blessing.
但魔鬼却要捆绑你，剥夺你的福气。
Satan often uses our money to put us in financial bondage.
撒旦常常用金钱使我们被债务缠身。
And in the book of Nehemiah, God's people were turning on one another.
在尼希米记中，神的子民互相对峙。
Because of financial bondage.
就是因为债务问题。
It was the devil's strategy to divide God's people over money and stop the work of God.
魔鬼的计谋就是要借着钱财的纠纷，离间神的子民，来阻止神的工作。
And that is still his plan.
直到今天，仍使用这诡计。
But it was not only those who were having a hard time with their spending habits that were in financial bondage.
但不仅是那些乱花钱的人会陷入债务的捆锁中。
It was not only those who were unable to pay their bills that were in financial bondage.
也不仅是那些付不了账的穷人会陷入债务的捆锁中。
But there was another group who were in financial chains too.
还有另外一批人也会被钱债缠身。
Nehemiah had to confront the nobles and the rulers who had plenty of money.
尼希米必须对付那些富有的贵族和官员。
But who were using money for manipulation and exploitation.
他们用钱来操纵剥削百姓。
In verses 6 and 7 of Nehemiah 5,
尼希米记第五章六到七节，我听见他们呼号说这些话，便甚发怒。我心里筹划，就斥责贵胄和官长说：“你们个人向弟兄取利。”于是我召聚大会攻击他们。
We see that they were charging exorbitant interest rates.
我们看见他们放高利贷。
Nehemiah rebuked them for the sin of usury.
尼希米因他们放高利贷的罪谴责他们。
But then he came up with a creative idea to solve the problem.
然后他想出一个妙计来解决问题。
The nobles accepted his solution.
贵族都接受了他的办法。
My listening friends, before I talk some more about this, I want you to listen to me very carefully.
亲爱的朋友，在我继续讲下去之前，请留心听。
Money is a wonderful servant and a great tool.
金钱可以是很有用的工具和仆人。
Money can be a tremendous blessing.
金钱可以带来很大的福气。
But it also can be a terrible master.
但金钱也可以成为暴虐的主人。
And the point of this chapter is very important.
这一章的重点很重要。
These businessmen, nobles, and rulers, when they heard Nehemiah's challenge, they responded and they repented.
这些商人、贵族、官长，当他们听见尼希米的建议时，都同意并情愿悔改。
They were breaking the laws of God by taking money from their investors and clients.
他们榨取顾客和投资者的钱，犯了神的律法。
But they repented and paid it back.
但他们悔改，并归还所榨取的金钱。
These are all found in verses 14 to 19 of chapter 5.
你们可以从第五章十四到十九节里看到这段记载。
Number one.
首先
,Nehemiah says to put God first.
尼希米说以神为首。
Nehemiah was appointed by the king to be the governor.
国王派尼希米担任省长。
Yet he did not take advantage of his position and personally profit.
但他没有利用职权谋取自己的利益。
He laid aside his personal rights in order to put God first.
他放下自己的权利，让神居首位。
He was living by the New Testament principle.
他遵照新约的原则。
What is that principle?
是什么原则呢？
Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
先求神的国和神的义。
It was the lordship of God that dominated His life and not the love of money or accumulation of things.
是神的主权掌管他的人生，而不是金钱或财物。
My friend, I want to tell you that if money is your God,
亲爱的朋友，如果钱财是你的神，
then you will never be free until you renounce it.
除非你公开弃绝它，否则你永不自由。
Why do I say this?
为什么我这么说呢？
Because money is an idol that will devour its worshippers.
因为金钱是个偶像，专门吞吃敬拜它的人。
In verse 16, Nehemiah said, I continue to work and bought no land.
十六节里，尼希米说：“我恒心修造城墙，并没有置买田地。”
That means that he did not buy land cheaply by taking advantage of others.
意思是说，他没有善用职权，占人便宜，以贱价买入地产。
He could have personally profited and made a fortune.
他可以因此谋取私利发财。
But he was completely honest in his financial dealings.
然而在钱财方面，他完全诚实。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because he put God first.
因为他让神居首位。
If you want God to come first in your life,
如果你让神在你生命中居首位，
he can unshackle you from the love of money.
他就会把你从贪财的陷阱中释放出来。
The second principle is found in verses 17 and 18.
在十七、十八节中可以找到第二个原则。除了从四围外邦中来的犹大人以外，有犹大平民和官长150人在我席上吃饭，每日预备一只公牛、六只肥羊，又预备些飞禽，每十日一次。多预备各样的酒，虽然如此，我并不要省长的俸禄，因为百姓服役甚重。
It is more blessed to give than to receive.
施比受更为有福。
There were 150 nobles and rulers eating at Nehemiah's table.
有150位犹大平民和官长天天在尼希米席上吃饭。
They were feasting on ox, sheep, and fowl, all freshly prepared every day.
他们每天都有新鲜的牛、羊和飞禽。
Nehemiah was generous for 12 straight years.
一连十二年，尼希米都慷慨待客。
And God kept on supplying his needs.
神也不间断地供应他的需要。
Nehemiah did not tax the people to meet his needs.
尼希米也没有向百姓征税以供自己的需要。
Instead, he depended on God for all of his needs.
他完全仰望神供应一切。
And God kept on providing because Nehemiah kept on giving.
尼希米不断地施予，神也不断地供应。
And Nehemiah's generosity was joyously given.
尼希米是甘心乐意地给予。
The Bible says that God loves the cheerful giver.
圣经说神喜悦甘心乐意的奉献者。
The Bible does not emphasize what you have.
圣经从来不强调你拥有什么。
But rather what you give.
但很强调你能付出。
Most people who love Jesus want to give.
爱主耶稣的人都乐意给予。
The problem is that some people are in such bondage financially that they do not know how to give.
问题是有些人被钱财控制而不懂得施予。
They have the desire for freedom.
他们渴望获得自由。
But they don't have the desire to get that freedom.
却不得其道。
Only God can give them their freedom, but they must submit to Him.
唯有神能释放他们得自由，但他们必须先顺服神。
Nehemiah lists a third principle, and it is this.
尼希米提出第三个原则，那就是
You cannot outgive God.
你不可能比神付出更多。
Nehemiah depended on God to supply his every need, and God did.
尼希米完全信赖神供应他一切所需，神从不失信。
If you put God first in your life,
如果你让神居首位，
when you become free from financial bondage,
当你脱离财务的纠缠时，
God will take care of all of your needs.
神会照顾你一切需要。
The greatest example of giving is what God gave to us.
最伟大的赐予是神给我们的。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
Because our greatest need was forgiveness.
我们最大的需要就是罪得赦免。
God sent us a Savior Jesus Christ.
神赐救主耶稣基督给我们。
That he might give us eternal life.
以致他能赐给我们永生。
Do you want to live a godly life?
你愿意过敬畏神的生活吗？
The God who sees straight through us wants to reach down to our inner character today and liberate us.
神看透我们的内心，今天他要进入我们的心灵，释放我们得自由。
Let the masks fall and the facade drop.
让我们放下伪装的面具。
Let God bring you freedom from any bonds that holds you.
让神把你从捆锁中释放出来。
God sees the real you.
神看得见你的真我。
And he wants to liberate the real you.
他要释放你的真我。
And you can join with me in this prayer.
请你和我一起祷告。
Lord, I have been in financial bondage for too many years.
主啊，我被钱财辖制多年。
I want to ask you to liberate me in Jesus' name.
靠着耶稣的名，求你释放我。
So that I may live as a master of money and not money the master of me.
好让我做金钱的主人，而不是金钱的奴隶。
I pray this in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
阿们。
感谢麦克牧师的提醒和安详的翻译。是的，在侍奉过程中呢，我们会遇到许多不同的困难和挑战，尤其是金钱方面的。作为神的仆人的我们，必须要时刻的警醒，为别人做榜样，如此才能够吸引别人到神的面前来，而我们自己也终会在耶稣基督里获取真正的自由。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
分好。